having a good morning so far, and I've entitled this video this morning, "The Lord is My Light and My Salvation." We would have no light and we would have no salvation if it weren't for the Lord. We would be walking in total darkness, and we would not be saved. Good morning, Facebook. So we've entitled this, "The Lord is My Light and My Salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid?" I go into grocery stores, all these people wearing these masks, and they're living in fear. They think a mask is going to save them. They think a vaccination is going to save them. They think that Biden's going to save them, or they think Trump's going to save them, or some medicine. And they're walking in darkness. To believe in a mask, to believe in a medicine, to believe in a vaccination, or to believe that man can save them. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 108:1. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. Psalm 27:1, Isaiah 26:3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Psalm 112, 7 and 8. He shall set me upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted above mine enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Psalm 56:3. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you've suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen you, settle you. Psalm 27:5 and 6. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. 1 Peter 5:10 and 11. Perfect love casteth out fear. There is no fear in love. The reason that there's so much backbiting going on is because people are afraid. They're not trusting God. They're trusting man and man's solutions. They're trusting the Center for Disease Control or the World Health Organization. They're trusting Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Doctor, rather than trusting the great physician, rather than trusting the creator of the universe, rather than trusting the one who died upon the cruel and rugged cross at Calvary and said, "It is finished." Many people are putting their trust in the arm of flesh. They're trusting their genealogy, or their circumcision, or their baptism, or their church denomination, or their protocols of the learned elders of Zion, or they're trusting their Masonic order, or the Illuminati, or their Democratic or Republican Party. It's amazing where people's trusts lie. So that's why they're so full of fear. That's why they're so angry. That's why there's so much hostility. Whether it's Black Lives Matter or Proud Boys or whatever it is. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and He will sustain you and lift you up. God hates pride. Nebuchadnezzar said, "I did all these things." And he crawled around like a beast for 7 years, and his nails grew out like claws. God had a way of getting Nebuchadnezzar's attention. And I believe he's getting a lot of people's attention right now in this world. It is he that ruleth over all. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. In him all things consist, and by him all things consist. He created all things, and he created all things for himself. Oh, that man would praise the Lord and exalt him. Great is the Lord, and mighty are his works in the armies of heaven. Who shall say unto him, "What doest thou?" Well, we have the Word of God to guide our every step. Just think where we would be without the Word of God. We'd be stumbling around without a compass for our feet. And Satan would then be much more able to us to see. But we have the Word of God to guide our every step and give us direction in a very evil place. Through the prophets, apostles, and Christ, a written precept. Study to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the Word of truth. And without it, we would be most certainly confused. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us the Word of God. Without it, I know not what we would do, but with it we have sweet communion with you. Well, whatever we do all to the glory of God. Whether it be making coffee, reading our Bible, or filling our car up with gas. We are his people, his blood-bought children, and this heritage shall never pass. Sometimes our daily tasks seem mundane, that's for sure. But God's people rest in the love of Christ. They are eternally secure. So remember, whatever you do and wherever you go, if you're one of God's sheep, he wants you to know that he will never leave you or forsake you, regardless of where you are or what task you are doing. His Holy Spirit will comfort you and always be wooing you back to the fold of his eternal love, having been given to him by his Father from the throne from up above. Well, I want to end this short time we've had together this morning with this thought: Christ's word forever stands. Many today will give you their word of things they're going to do, but many times we find out what they have said is just not true. But the word of Christ can be trusted because he cannot lie. What he speaks out of his mouth, on this we can rely. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and I go away to prepare a place for you. It's wonderful to know these words he spoke are true. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and life is in his Son. He said, I chose you before the world had been created, before it had even begun. He said, I will return again and receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. These words of Christ we can trust with most assurance. We can know so. So let us always remember that perfect love casteth out fear. And let us also always remember that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.